USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Senate will begin debate next week on a fifth coronavirus relief bill. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell telling Kentucky radio station WRVK.
Well, but they'll do one more package, and I said back in March after the last one, they'll probably do one more in July, and it is July. The Senate is not in session this week, but next week we'll be beginning a new bill.
Former Vice President Joe Biden lays out his clean energy plan. The former vice president also takes a shot at President Trump regarding climate change.
When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs, good paying, union jobs that have put Americans to work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The pandemic pushed back the deadline to file and pay 2019 federal income taxes to July 15th. According to the IRS, around 142 million taxpayers have already filed their returns, but the IRS has not processed them all. Paul Schwartz is an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he says you should not be aiming for that big refund instead.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund.
Primary elections continuing in two states. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Primary elections are happening today in Alabama and Texas. In Alabama, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running against the former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a Republican Senate primary.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
China is sanctioning U.S. officials, including Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, over their efforts to punish Beijing for human rights abuses. Senator Rubio reacts to the news on Fox News.
Pretty simple. I mean, China's a totalitarian regime that oppresses its own people, that is jailing over a million Uyghur Muslims and trying to change their identity, strip them of their cultural identity, their religious identity, their names. They call it re-education camps. In many cases, these are not. These are actually forced labor camps. And I'll continue to speak out on it. I had no intention of traveling to China anytime soon anyway. I didn't think they were going to roll out to welcome that. But it shows me, I'm actually proud of it. You know, honestly, I didn't look for it, but I'm proud of that ban because it shows we're on the right side. Anytime a totalitarian and evil regime is against you, you know you're on the right side.
The White House says you can expect a ban on a popular app due to privacy concerns. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A White House official said he expected President Trump to act firmly against the TikTok social media app, leading China to call the U.S. the world's real hacker empire. Wired editor-in-chief Nick Thompson says the U.S. can take action.
It can do almost what it did to Huawei, which is it can put TikTok or ByteDance, the parent company that owns TikTok, on something called the entity list in the Department of Commerce. And as with Huawei, that would make it incredibly hard for U.S. companies to do business with TikTok.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.